The Orange Catholic Foundation is pleased to bring you the following Father Spitzer homily.
Well, we are just beginning this great Eucharistic discourse in the Gospel of John, John 6 and following, which is, obviously one of the great foundations of the whole of Eucharistic theology that goes, of course, into the patristic church. And Jesus begins by talking about, in really terrific terms, you know, that the bread that comes down from heaven, the bread of, of life that I give, that bread is going to lead to your eternal life. And of course, you know, the people, they don't get what eternal life is. They certainly don't understand, very much of, where Jesus is going with this. But they do know this seems like something desirable. They're still thinking in terms of sort of earthly bread, but maybe some earthly bread that'll keep sustaining them forever. So, of course, they ask Jesus, they say, well, give us this bread always. And so Jesus almost gets them to that first stage of conversion. They're actually asking him to give them the bread that comes down from heaven. So they're kind of, they've taken their focus off for a little bit, off of earthly bread. Jesus has been talking with them, and he gets them to that point where, okay, we'll take that heavenly bread. And then Jesus lays the truth on them. I am the bread that comes down from heaven. I am the bread of life. And of course, you can sort of see, the truth is beginning to come out, you know. And of course, they first of all, they don't know, you know, they don't grasp the Eucharist yet. They don't know how they can be, as it were, eating Jesus. They don't know how they can, taking in Jesus as the bread that comes down from heaven that will give them eternal life. So they don't understand the Eucharist, but they do see some implication here. And the implication that they see is somehow we're going to have to accept Jesus, and we're going to have to accept this teaching, and we're going to have to accept, you know, what he's pointing toward as our ultimate destiny. Namely, he's pointing toward love, the love of God as the ultimate destiny for us. So, of course, Jesus, tells, after he says that he's the bread that comes down from heaven, you know, he tries to explain. He's going to open this whole thing up. And as we'll see, of course, he who eats my flesh and drinks my blood, that's coming up in the next two Gospels, right? As we go through this Eucharistic discourse, will have life within them. Now, of course, they're not capable of understanding, but we are, in retrospect, capable of understanding what this means. Of course, it's the Holy Eucharist that we are receiving. And Jesus speaks about it in such absolute terms, right? There's just no question that the bread of life is his flesh. And drinks my blood, that blood, that the wine, of the, that goes along with the Eucharistic banquet is his blood. And of course, St. Paul reinforces this very, very clearly, but there could be no more explicit statement of this truth. Now, I have to tell you, I just marvel at how Luther was able to try and interpret this passage in a way that undermined the real presence of Christ in the Eucharist. I just don't even see how you can do it. I mean, when I get into, sometimes some of my brothers and friends will tell me, this real presence of Christ. Well, before I even get into, the collapse of time and all these theological things, I always ask them one question. Well, how do you read John 6? And they go, well, I haven't looked at it for a while. I say, look at it and really read it. Literally try to say, what is this author saying? What is Jesus saying through John? How do you read it? And of course, if you can really tell me with a straight face that the bread that comes down from heaven, that the Eucharistic bread is not really Jesus' flesh and blood, that he intended something else, then boy, I gotta hear this justification. Because I've just never believed it, not for a second. And that's honestly something I think we should all do. You know, when we have people who say, well, you know, the Eucharist is just symbolic, I'll just come right back with one question. How do you read John 6? How in the world can you say that and read John and take, you know, seriously what's said in John 6? I don't think it's possible. I think this is, you know, the first step to getting, you know, Jesus tells us, he who eats my flesh and drinks my blood will have life eternal. I mean, this is such an important thing. The consequences are salvation, or not, you know, not taking away salvation. If you don't receive his bread, he doesn't say that, but he's saying that if you do receive, you do have life eternal. That is so important. We should never compromise on it at all. It's just clear. It's literal. I don't see any other interpretation. And therefore, I think we just have to keep putting it out in our culture so that people will see what we do in this Mass is really orient ourselves on the road to salvation in Jesus Christ, really present in the Eucharist. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to another podcast brought to you by the Orange Catholic Foundation.